I'm great, thanks, Sean.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the WinSpeaker Radio Network. I really appreciate it. Staff scientist, I automatically have you in protective eyewear and a white jacket of some kind.
I do. Yeah, I work in the biology lab space here, so sometimes you'll find me in a lab coat.
Very cool. And are you working with beakers and test tubes and things, or what sort of things do you do?
Yeah, so in the lab space, we do all sorts of hands-on biology experiments. So yeah, beakers, test tubes, you name it. One of our cool experiments is guests get to actually swab the inside of their cheek and look at their cells under a microscope.
Oh, very cool. No, boom. Oh, that was me. I apologize. There's none of those going on.
Not in the lab. We do that on the science stage instead.
I automatically think back to high school where it was like, okay, put that in there, but be careful. And then it just, Let's talk about Superhuman Body, World of Medical Marvels. It's all set to go April 12th in the IMAX. And it's not just in the IMAX, it's in 3D.
Yeah, we're super excited about this film. So like you said, it is in 3D. And it is one of the coolest films we've had recently. It really explores the human body and talks about all sorts of really neat scientific breakthroughs and bioengineering innovations that are transforming human health. So yeah, it's one of my favorites that I've seen lately.
Looks amazing. I don't know that it's something really a lot of people really wrap their brain around, but we're walking around and there's a lot happening within us that's keeping us alive. We really are medical marvels in ourselves.
We are. I mean, our bodies are super complex. It's so many systems that have to work together. And so just thinking about healthcare and how it's so important to have people both researching and then doctors treating us to keep us healthy, because it doesn't always go well. So I think that, yeah, this movie is really cool because it has so many stories of people who have benefited from really groundbreaking medical advancements, and then them going on to continue living their lives and pushing their bodies and seeing what they're capable of.
Now, the film explores all sorts of things, including robotics in medicine.
The film does follow a robotics engineer who had a background working at NASA, but then went into prosthetics instead and really helping people be able to live their best lives through prosthetics and robotics. So we're talking everything from creating a robot to help kids stretch and move their bodies and maybe do physio type activities, to creating actual prosthetics that are able to help somebody who's missing a limb or that sort of thing. And one of the really cool anecdotes in the movie is a gentleman who lost both of his legs actually talks about how his human body has been deteriorating over the years, but how prosthetics actually just keep improving over time. So he's seen really the magic in that and the medical advancement, and how his prosthetics are some of his best limbs.
Does the film touch on advancements in, say, cancer research or anything like that?
Yeah, so this film touches on a really interesting type of cancer research called CAR T cell immunotherapy. And this is used to treat leukemia. And what it does is it actually teaches your immune cells to be able to recognize cancerous cells. So cancer is when your own cells actually go bad and they turn into cancer, and your immune system doesn't recognize them to know that it should attack them. So this therapy just teaches your immune system that it can go back and attack the cancer and allow patients to recover.
And it's narrated by Matthew McConaughey.
It sure is.
All right. So it's Superhuman Body, World of Medical Marvel, starts April 12th at the IMAX at the TELUS World of Science, and it's in 3D. If I want ticket information or just general information about the fantastic stuff that happens at the TELUS World of Science, where would I go?
Yeah, so you can head to www.twose.ca, that's TWOSE, and then /superhuman, and you'll learn all about this film and when you can come see it.
Kate, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.